I hope that you all recognized the accuracy and the importance of the dark crystal and the urgency of its message. It's no doubt one of the more important films that we have seen, and particularly at this moment, which is the moment in which the prophecy must be fulfilled. It was important that it was a puppet show, because until we realize that our bodily beings are only puppets, we will not become real. And until each of us recognizes that your sense of I is only a shard from the great crystal, the great Vajra, diamond mind, and you return that shard to its source, can the new world be born. Have you returned your shard to where it belongs? Does the great diamond mind now live through you and move the puppet in accord with the Tao, with the supreme intelligence that alone can reunite your soul, those mystic but helpless beings, with the animalistic aspects of the ego, and annihilate each other like matter and antimatter, so that the mind of light can again ascend into the singularity. Until the ego shard has been returned to the one mind, you do not fulfill the commandment implicit in the first mantra of Namo Shivaya. And therefore you cannot get the power of the second mantra of Shivoham. That power is only given after the return of the shard. And it is only then that the third mantra can be spoken and the world of truth can reappear. This is the moment in which everyone with a split mind who seeks unity and ascension and the rebirth of a new world must act to remove the I thought and return it to the great Aham Aham. And that means to let go of any investment in this world that is dying and completely give yourself to the quest that will bring about a new world of light, of goodness, of purity, of beauty, of love, of truth, of empowerment. this sacred action that will complete your journey through time has reached the point where time is now of the essence, and there must be no delay, no diversion, no self-deception if the mission is to be completed successfully. The return of the I thought to the diamond mind, the mind of light, the mind of the real, must be accomplished through silencing its intentionalities and surrendering entirely to the will of God. Nothing less will accomplish that aim. And it is only through the accomplishing of the unification of the I thought with the real, of the presence of God beyond thought, and establishing your own identity as the zero point from which the power of thought can emit a new world, will enable that phase of the work to be realized. Are you keeping the mind in holy silence and one-pointed attention to the Supreme Self? This alone is the mark of the Satyogi. Anything else, any other way of being, is the mark of the beast. And so it is that egoless functioning with the heart open, so that the unconditional love of the real self can flow through your life, and the intelligence, the wisdom, the power of truth and of healing can emerge and be transmitted to create a morphogenetic field that will heal and transform our world. Each of us must take responsibility for completing this sacred task. Each one has their own obstacles. Each one must have the courage to face and overcome those unique tendencies of the ego that produce the greatest resistance, and through the power of surrender to overcome those illusions and free yourself from the darkness of your own mind, so that the light of the mind and heart of God shines into you and through you with total transparency. there must be no intermediary filter of ego with any emotional conflicts, distortions, or projections that contaminate the phenomenal plane with negative or lower vibrational frequencies that keep the crystal from being unified. Now is the moment for this final act of purification, of unification, of realization of the God Self to whom we belong and which we are, and enable the power of that Self to bring its miraculous capacity to bear, to end the suffering of this dying world, and bring a kingdom of heaven into manifestation. Only through your sacrifice of ego can this be achieved.